for today.
Crop conditions in northeastern North Dakota are variable. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more in this report.
Soybean and corn emergence are spotty in the Fordville, North Dakota area. Pioneer Field agronomist Christy Sundin says the corn crop is faring better than expected given the planting conditions for soybeans.
Some of the early seeded stuff looks really good. It was able to get up and out of the ground before we got some heavy rains the end of May, beginning of June. Later planted stuff, we're having some emergence issues on soybeans. Again, cresting was a really big issue. You seeded into wet ground and then you rolled it and you had heavy downpours of rains in certain pockets and just cresting issues in general.
The sunflower crop is finally getting an acceptable stand going right now.
There's a few spots in a few areas that are having some emergence issues, cresting issues, that type of thing. But so far, it looks like they're going to come up and we're going to have a pretty good stand at the end of the day. But definitely a lot more sunflower acres here this year than has been in the past.
Sundin says this could be a year for insects and encourages farmers to start scouting heavily now. Crops are at the development stage where stands could be wiped out quickly.
Not really a surprise in terms of flea beetles being an issue in canola. It's been very spotty. Some border spraying, some whole field sprayings have been happening. The other major insect that we're running into on multiple crops is cutworms. A lot of cutworms showing up in sunflowers, a little bit in canola, some even showing up in soybeans, creating issues. Some replants have had to happen. Most of the crop where we're finding cutworm, it was last year's soybean ground.
Check out the video version of this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update by visiting the Red River Farm Network Facebook page. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.